Chapter 1 Farron sloshed her soaked stilettos into the lobby of Raynor Technologies and tried to shake the excess droplets from the messenger bag hanging at her side that held her probably rain-soaked resume. How appropriate, she thought, that a torrential downpour would erupt before she could get halfway to the building for her second-round interview at the illustrious Houston-based technology firm. Obviously unprepared with no umbrella, her soaked, silk charmeuse blouse she had splurged on just for the occasion clung to her trim, statuesque frame. The blast of cool air conditioning raised chills across her flesh before she could take in the modernistic and masculine decor she had seen on more than a few occasions now. Her eyes zeroed in on the front desk, and she approached a pale, lanky young guy in a crisp black polo shirt who seemed to be engrossed in the computer screen sitting in front of him.
Hi, I'm Farron Fields. I'm here for a 10 o'clock interview with Mr. Raynor.
The guy looked up at her, and his eyes went wide. She knew she probably resembled a wet collie at the moment, but surely he had seen a person come in out of the rain before.
I'm sorry. Can you let Mr. Raynor know that I'm here for my interview?
Farron repeated, as the guy continued to stare at her without a word.
Right. Okay. Should I just wait here, or...
She left the question hanging in the air until a woman with tight, bright red curls framing her face came around a corner and walked toward the front desk.
Oh, for goodness sake, Toby! You act like you've never seen a pretty girl before! Give me back my chair, and I'll handle it,
the girl said with a thick southern accent, shooing Toby out of her space. As she took her seat, the sound of shuffling ice rattled inside a large styrofoam cup that she took a quick sip from and sat down beside her computer monitor.
You'll have to forgive him. He's not used to being around women so much, except for me, I guess. You're a pretty young thing, too. Just look at that long dark hair you've got.
Here, take these,
the red-haired girl offered, handing Farron a box of tissues.
Thank you, ma'am,
Farron said, accepting the box and drawing out a few tissues that she dabbed at her blouse with.
You can call me Rita, hon. I've got a ways to go before I start going by ma'am.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Rita. I'm Farron. I'm here for the 10 o'clock interview with Mr. Raynor,
Rita interrupted.
Yes, I'll let him know you're here. If you like, you can go on and have a seat right there by the other lady in the waiting area.
Farron looked over in the direction Rita had pointed and noticed a woman who was likely a few years older than herself, pristine and polished, in a pencil skirt and button-down blouse. The woman's hair was coiffed meticulously in a low bun, and she wore a pair of stylish, red-framed glasses. She had clearly arrived prior to the downpour. Looking down at her own outfit, splotched with rainwater, Farron had to refrain from an outward sigh. Sizing up her competition was deflating at best, and for a split second, she considered leaving before they had the chance to reject her. She pushed the thought away immediately, knowing it would take a lot more than a wet outfit and dripping hair to stop her from at least trying. Farron had dreamed of working at Raynor Technologies since her sophomore year of high school, about 6 years prior. She had researched the company and written a report on it for a school project she'd been given in a dual-credit programming class. A newspaper article about the cutting-edge work Raynor Technologies was doing for businesses all over the world had appeared just days before the assignment had been handed out, so she'd immediately known who she'd had in mind for it. At the time, touring their office had been fascinating to a computer geek like herself. Seeing the software development, the inventive and creative processes, and the hands-on work of building computer-based robotics and other machinery had sealed her desire to pursue an information technology career, and Raynor Technologies wasn't just her top choice. It was her only choice. Before she even had a chance to take a seat, the other interviewee was called back. So she now had the whole seating area to herself. She tried to comb her fingers through her sopping hair before picking up a Wired magazine that sat on the top of a small stack of other tech magazines, lying on the coffee table in front of her. She leafed through its thin, glossy pages without actually seeing the words or photos printed on them. She was way too nervous at this point to focus on anything else anyway. She sat as patiently as she could until she saw the other woman emerge from the hallway she had been taken down earlier, and Farron did not miss the smug look on the woman's face as their eyes met when she passed. Farron could feel her hopes fall into the hollow of her stomach. But she smiled at the woman and looked back down at her pretend reading. A few more minutes passed, and when Farron thought she would explode if she had to wait any longer, she heard a timid male voice call out her name. She sprang from her chair, threw Wired back onto the table, and walked around to where the man was standing, in his light-colored, ironed, khaki pants and another crisp, black polo she realized had the Raynor Technologies logo on it.
"This way,"
he said as he motioned for her to follow him down the hall.
"Do you have a resume for Mr. Raynor?"
Yes, she answered, reaching into her messenger bag and pulling out the folder that held the documents she had prepared. The folder was a little damp, but thankfully it looked as though it had caught the worst of the rain, and the papers it held inside were for the most part dry. She handed it to him as they walked. He led her to a large corner office in the far back of the building, the front of which was walled with large, floor-to-ceiling windows, covered by wide, vertical blinds that were drawn open at the moment. They allowed her a view of an older, dark-haired and rather attractive man, with a 5 o'clock shadow, wearing a blue button-down shirt. He had his sleeves unbuttoned and rolled up to his mid-forearms, and the top button at his collar was undone as well, splaying open just enough to give a casual air to him, while still looking professional. Farron observed the man as she entered the door and approached his desk. Her heart caught in her throat, and her nerves wound into a tight coil. He didn't acknowledge her, but his attention went to her escort, who approached him and handed over the folder, holding her cover letter, resume, and reference letters. The man who had let her in directed her in a quiet voice, as though he were in a public library.
"You can have a seat right here. Mr. Raynor, your 10 o'clock appointment."
Raynor took the folder, opened it, and began scanning its contents through a pair of black-rimmed glasses. The man remained stationary where he stood, clearly waiting for a sign that Mr. Raynor had heard him.
"Thank you, Mickey. That will be all," Raynor stated dismissively, in what Farron thought may have been the sexiest, deep, masculine voice she had ever heard.
Realizing the direction of her thoughts, she tried to rein them in. This guy had to be at least 10 to 15 years older than her. That was way too old for her, even if he wasn't her potential future employer, which made it even more ridiculous that thoughts of how attractive he was had even entered her mind. She had to focus. She sat quietly as he flipped through more papers in the folder he held. She noticed a large frame on the wall behind him, with a university diploma centered in the middle of it that read, "Rogan Raynor." She thought the name was fitting of the rugged, muscular man sitting before her. He certainly stood out among the others she had encountered in this place. She tried to decipher his facial expressions, wondering if they might give her any idea of what his thoughts were as he thumbed through her papers. His face remained expressionless, though, putting her even more on edge. Finally, he closed the folder, sat it down on the desk in front of him, and looked up at her.
"Miss Fields, is it?"
he asked, and she found herself distracted by the deep blue of his eyes that the lenses of his glasses did nothing to dampen. She realized he had asked her a question, so she quickly recovered.
"Yes, Farron Fields. It's such a pleasure to meet you, sir."
She continued to sit, rigid in her chair under his scrutinizing gaze, as the knots tightened inside her stomach. He picked back up her resume, giving it another glance, and then looked back at her with one eyebrow quirked up in skepticism. She felt herself shrinking under his critical stare. This was not a good sign, she realized. Shouldn't he have a list of questions to ask her or something? This was not at all how she expected this to go, and definitely not what she had tried to prepare herself for.
"Miss Fields, I'm going to level with you,"
he began, and it already sounded like this wasn't going to go well.